This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1532. We applaud you for listening to this episode.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. Let's have a round of applause. You'll hear this common phrase in American English all of the time, but what is the role that clapping has in our communication, and how does this compare to your culture? Let's talk about it in today's episode. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Lindsay, how are you?
I'm doing great, Michelle. How are you? What's going on in your world?
I'm good. Yeah, not too much exciting. Just, you know, still lots of just regular life, getting through everything. How about you?
Getting through it. Yep, absolutely, guys. But we are here to help you get through the springtime, right? Yeah, with All Ears English. But we know there's still a small percentage of you guys that are listening and you have not subscribed yet. Michelle, uh-oh, that's crazy. Why is that crazy?
Tisk. Right, because if you're not subscribed, you're missing out, right? We do bonuses. We do things that if you're not going to know about unless you are subscribed. So wherever you are listening to our podcast, we want you to take a second and hit subscribe, right, Lindsay?
Exactly. Go ahead and hit subscribe wherever you get your podcast, guys. Very cool. Well, Michelle, I think they've done that now. So let's keep going. Let's get started. So what are we talking about today?
Well, today, I don't know. The other day I was thinking about clapping. That sounds so funny. But like, it is a weird, you know, but I'll explain. I mean, I was thinking like, why, where did that come from? I didn't look it up or anything, but it's just like a kind of like a funny thing, like that we clap for something. I don't know. It's weird.
Huh. Yeah, that is interesting. It is kind of weird when you think about it, because it could be anything. We could be doing anything. It could be snapping. Sometimes you'll see people snapping instead of clapping, right?
Right.
Really interesting. It's a weird cultural ritual.
It is a weird. I mean, the obvious one is like clapping after a show or a performance, right? But then also, I mean, have you ever been on a plane where when the plane lands, people clap?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Especially if it's been something's gone wrong.
Yeah. Or if it was just a very long flight.
Yeah. I always think that's funny that people do that.
I know.
I think it's kind of strange. Was it a performance? I mean, maybe if it was an overnight flight, it couldn't be easy to be a pilot.
Oh,
right.
No. I would not want to be a pilot. But yeah, that's. I mean, and then also, have you ever heard? I mean, people like when a waiter drops something at a restaurant, like that people cheer. It's terrible.
Oh, it's awful. And the poor waiter face goes beet red and they're just bending down. And you want to help that waiter and get up and help them clean up right away if you can, right?
Yeah. I know. So those are some interesting random times when we cheer or clap. I mean, it's so ingrained in our culture. Like, so I'm curious to hear, you know, about like other cultures and clapping. Like, are there like very strange times?
Yeah, that's actually a really interesting question, Michelle. I wonder if those examples we just gave at the end of a flight, you know, when a restaurant and a waiter drops a tray or makes a big mistake or someone breaks something, the restaurant will break out and clap. Does that happen in your culture, guys? Let us know. Yeah.
Definitely. I mean, also, you know, it's such a big deal when, like, a big milestone when a baby learns to clap its hands. I mean, that's always like, oh, clap your hands, clap your hands. So, like, guys.
Interesting.
That's why we're talking about clapping today. There's so much goes along with it. And we're going to talk about vocabulary and idioms that deal with applause, right? So, applause is to clap, right?
Clapping. Yeah, exactly. And there's a super common chunk that you guys will hear in American English, at least, which is round of applause. Mm-hmm. Now, what does that one mean, Michelle?
Yeah, well, so guys, when people clap to show appreciation for something, right? Mm-hmm. So like when she finished her presentation, the audience gave her a round of applause.
Exactly. You often hear people say, let's give them a round of applause. There's nothing more natural than saying that, right? That chunk right there, a round of applause. So
absolutely. Absolutely. And the next one that we're going to get into is to say, I applaud you or I applaud your something, right? Mm-hmm. So like that's like saying like, I commend you or I give you credit, like good job.
Yeah, a little bit more formal, right? A little bit more like rehearsed in the way you might deliver that, right? It's a little elevated, I would say, but it's a good one. It's a good one.
Yeah. So how could you use that, Lindsay?
Okay. You could say, I applaud you for all the hard work you put into this project. Maybe a professor would say that to her student, right? At the end of a semester, for example, or maybe a boss would, right, Michelle?
Yeah, I think so. Or you could say, I applaud you for trying, even though we didn't win.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Or I applaud your ability to show up on time, even though the train is always late.
Exactly. So yeah, that's a good way to say like, good job. That's kind of another way to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so good. A little formal, but guys, throw that into your back pocket in case you need it. And Michelle, have you ever had a standing ovation? And I know you've spent some time on the stage before.
I have. Yeah. I mean, I've had one or two in my day. No. I mean, it's kind of, that's not to toot my own horn. It's kind of a natural thing, guys, when you go to see a show. I mean, it's pretty often that there's a standing ovation. I mean, Lindsay, what is a standing ovation?
It's when it's a special way of giving applause when it's just a really good show. I mean, it doesn't happen. I don't think it happens every time. It just depends on the kind of show that you go to, right? Yeah. I guess at the end of Broadway shows, there's usually always a standing ovation. Yes. Yeah. But probably not like nightclub bands or things like that, right? I wouldn't think so.
Yeah, that's true. I feel like I'm thinking of my standing ovations as like when I was like in high school or college, when it's like, I mean, well, maybe more so high school when it's like your friends and your family.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And it's like, oh, then everybody's going to stand. So that's what I mean. Like, you know, those people, they're going to stand for you, right? It shows that they really like it. They really appreciate it. And and sometimes it may not happen until like the very end, right? Like sometimes, when the cast is coming out, if it's a theater production, like, you know, they'll have kind of the smaller roles come out in the beginning, more the ensemble roles. And then you lead up to the end, like they'll have the bigger characters, the bigger stars come out. And then usually when like the main actor or actors come at the end, that's when everyone starts to stand.
Yeah. You know, that's actually kind of one of the cool moments in life, I think, that just gives you chill. I don't know. I always get chills. If it's been a really amazing show, especially something broad, like on Broadway or just like really, when you you see that final, the main characters come out and it's just so loud, everyone is standing up. It's so a cool moment. I don't know. Yeah. It's kind of amazing.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, Lindsay, have you ever felt pressure to stand when others are standing for a standing ovation, even if you don't necessarily agree?
I don't like that. And I usually do succumb to the pressure and just stand up because you don't want to be
that
the
person.
Grumpy one slumped in the chair looking silly.
Oh my gosh. So you can say the audience gave the star a standing ovation during the curtain call. So curtain call, that's a good theater bonus for today. So that's at the end when all the actors are coming out and everyone's cheering. That's called the curtain call.
The curtain call. Love it. Love it. And then I can't believe I didn't get a standing ovation after my solo. You might use it in the negative form, saying yeah, you expected that, but you didn't get it. Yeah.
If you believe that the most important thing when it comes to learning English is not grammar or being perfect, but it's connection between people, then you are a member of the All Ears English community. Make it official by hitting subscribe on this podcast wherever you get your podcast so that you can get automatic updates every time we publish a new episode. Go ahead and hit subscribe now. Thanks for listening, guys.
Okay, let's move on to the next one. This one is to cheer someone on. So yeah, this mm-hmm. isn't necessarily about clapping your hands, right? This is more about encouraging someone.
Oh, yeah. This doesn't have to involve any kind of clapping. It could, right? It could. You could go watch someone's tennis match. When I was in college, my roommates would come out and cheer me on at my tennis matches, right? But you could also cheer someone on throughout your life. I mean, that's what you do for your kids when they're teenagers. Right. I'm cheering you on. Like, I'm here to cheer you on. I'm supporting you with this challenge you're having. Right.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. So, yeah, you could say something like, I'll always be here to cheer you on if you need me.
Yeah, exactly. Or if you're running a marathon, you might want to invite someone to come and cheer you on. Want to come with me to cheer on my cousin while he runs the marathon, for example. Right.
Right. Yeah. And marathons, I feel like a lot of people come to cheer on, like, whoever's running,
yeah.
Right?
Or even like 10Ks. But yeah, more so marathons for sure. But it's kind of cool when you have a community that really supports whatever the race is that's being held, whether it's a 10K or marathon. People really get into it, smaller communities, and they'll come out even if they don't know anyone in the race. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, so this last one is actually, I think it's my favorite because it's hilarious.
I don't really know. I'm not really familiar with the golf clap. Is it too bad we're not on video for this?
Oh, yeah, that's true. Oh, man, I would do it. Okay, well, so this is slow clap or golf clap. I believe that they are the same thing when I was looking into it. I think they're used in the same way. So this is maybe more something that's done and less something that's said. So this is different, guys. It's basically a bit of like a cheeky clap. Like you clap slowly, like you would maybe at a golf tournament, or quietly. And it's like a sarcastic clap. So maybe slow clap and golf clap are slightly different, but I don't think so. So it shows that you're being sarcastic. So like maybe, Lindsay, if you, like, let's imagine that you told me a story and the ending just completely fell flat. And I'm like, you know, we're like best friends. And I just
You're going to make. Oh, I see. Oh, the slow clap. Yeah. Okay. So it's just like.
Yes.
Kind of making someone feel sort of silly. Got it. You're teasing them with this clap.
Right. It's like sarcastic clap. That's the best way I can put it. So you could say something like, and the audience was slow clapping for the comedian. He wasn't very good.
Or, wow, can you at least give me a golf clap for trying? Right. So the point here is that because it's so slow, right, it's like.
Yeah.
You hear the lack of other clapping, I guess, is why it's so effective. Why it's the point across.
Right. Exactly. So, guys, if you wanna show a little bit of sarcasm or make somebody feel bad, which I hope you don't, you might wanna do a golf clap or a slow clap. So, if we have any golfers who think a golf clap is different, let me know. But yeah,
cool.
But yeah, guys, this is. You know, when I first said that this episode was about clapping, we were like laughing, right? But this is actually a huge cultural thing. I mean, we talked about, like, you know, clapping for strange reasons, clapping in a rude way, clapping genuinely, or how, you know, we also talked about, you know, the culture of, you know, the curtain call at the end of a show. So I would definitely be curious to hear about your experiences with giving rounds of applause. Like, is it different? Is it the same? There's a lot to it. So it sounds like kind of a silly topic, but there's a lot to learn from this.
Yeah, I'm interested too. That's really cool. Guys, come back to our blog. You know, this is episode 1532. Come back to allersenglish.com and find this episode and leave a comment right there. Would be really cool to know. All right, Michelle?
Okay. Yes, absolutely. Definitely do that. All right. So should we do a role play?
Sure. Let's do it. I know our listeners love them. So in this case, we are talking about a show that we're watching and it's intermission, which is super common. What's intermission again, Michelle, just in case our listeners don't know?
Exactly. Great question, Lindsay. It's a good one. So intermission, it's usually during a show when there is a pause and people go out, get something to eat, go to the bathroom. That's intermission. Right. And then the second act starts.
Yes, perfect. All right, here we go. Michelle, this show is incredible. My hands are still hurting from that huge round of applause at the end of this act.
Oh my gosh, mine too. I love it. I will definitely give the two lead actors a standing ovation at the end.
Oh yes. Michelle, I applaud you for recommending that we see this show.
Oh, thanks, Lindsay. I'm glad you like it. Thanks for always cheering me on when I suggest a new show.
For sure. You have good taste. No golf claps for you. that's funny. So, of course, guys, it's not probably not realistic that you shove all these into one conversation, right. All this stuff about applause, but we're trying to be a little creative just to show you how it works, okay?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So, should we go through it?
Sure. Let's do it. So, the first thing, what did I say, Michelle?
You said my hands are still hurting from that huge round of applause at the end of this act, right? So, the act of clapping.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And then you said, mine too. I love it. I'll definitely give the two lead actors a standing ovation at the end. So you're going to stand up and you're going to keep clapping along with everyone.
Yeah, exactly. And then this is a little formal. Maybe you wouldn't have said this. Like it's a little formal for what sounds our relationship is. But guys, just note that you said, I applaud you for recommending we see this show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a little formal, but we're playing around with it. And then you said, I'm glad you like it. Thanks for always cheering me on when I suggest a new show. So you're basically saying, thanks for being open to my suggestions. Right.
Right. Exactly. And then you said, you have good taste, no golf claps for you. So guys, like I said, typically, I don't feel like people like say golf clap, slow clap that much, but it's more something that's done. But we wanted to stick it in there because it wouldn't be a joke. I mean, you could say that. There's no reason why you couldn't.
Sure, you could say that. Why not? We can have fun just because something hasn't been said before. You can say, yeah, why not? Why not? Right, Michelle? So good.
Exactly.
Yeah. So what's the takeaway for our listeners today to finish up?
All right, guys. Well, yeah, we've talked about applause today. I mean, it's so significant in our culture. And, you know, we've talked about, is it easy for someone to get a standing ovation? How does it work? Showing appreciation between cultures. And, you know, if people from other countries, if our listeners, you know, have the same experience, is it a cultural thing? I'm very curious. So try these expressions today and, you know, definitely let us know your experience with it.
Definitely, guys. And go ahead. If you have not subscribed to the podcast yet, make sure you hit subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. Make sure you get every single episode in a message so that you won't miss anything, right? Fun bonuses, announcements, really cool things coming out from All Ears English. You'll miss it all if you're not subscribed. So, all right, cool, Michelle. Good stuff today. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Bye, Lindsay.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.